What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, Successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today is Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. And y'all, we're so glad that you all are with us here this morning. We don't want to waste no time. Want to go ahead and dive in. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And y'all, here on Speak Your Success, we always give you education. We always give you empowerment. Lord, help me, Jesus. And y'all know we got to bring a little bit of entertainment. Producer Britt, how you feeling this morning?
What's up? Happy Wednesday. I'm feeling good.
Happy Wednesday.
Glad to be back, y'all.
That girl fresh off vacation, huh?
Woo! You know, it's important.
Hey, rest, relax, recover, do all the things.
Yes.
Producer Britt, man. Yeah. Oh, let's just get to what you had for dinner last night, then we can go ahead and roll in.
Okay, what I had for dinner last night. You might be a little jealous, Jonathan. I had a little surf and turf last night. Steak, ooh, medium rare, shrimp, ooh, on top.
Ooh. Talk bad to me this morning early. Surf and turf
at a steak. Cooked medium. I did. I was at Gloria, so the steak's a little thinner, so I did medium rare, and it was great. And then had a little shrimp. They gave me two pieces of shrimp.
I'm not mad at it, man. I forgot what are the things called? The Mexican food where they're wrapped in the corn hulls. What are those called?
Tamales.
Tamales. Yeah. We had some tamales last night over on your side.
Nice. Oh, do you guys buy them locally, or somebody made them for y'all? I know sometimes.
We got them locally. Gabby's dad swings by every once in a while, and he'll just randomly bring us some food. So he brought us some of those a while ago. Had them in the freezer. Said, "Let's just warm these up, get these boys to bed," and then we tapped into his and her last night. We tapped in two episodes in last night.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. Okay. That was for dinner last night, though. That was for dinner last night.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. All right. Okay, guys. So we got a quick show today. Y'all know we got to get out of here about 6:30-ish, you know, because we got to go to work. But, you know, we want to stay on brand, on trend, Jonathan. So we want to make sure we talked about what's in the know. Okay. So in the know right now is going to be Mr. Drewski. Okay. So Drewski did this mega church, you know, skit. Talking about the pastors at the mega churches and, you know, maybe an experience that he's seen or experience that other people have, you know, seen over the time. So we're gonna talk about it really quick, and we're going to run the Drewski clip first, correct?
Yeah, we're gonna run the Drewski clip so you can get a feel for it, see what we're talking about, and then we're gonna dive in and just have a little conversation around the topic.
All right.
Wanda, please. Wanda told us earlier this month that she could not have a baby anymore. So I impregnated her with the word of God. I'm going to impregnate everyone with the word of God. You gonna get pregnant with the word of God. You gonna get pregnant with the word of God. You gonna get pregnant with the word of God. Impregnate. I had somebody in the congregation ask why I'm wearing Christian Dior and Christian Louboutins. Cause I'm a Christian. And I walk in the blood of Jesus. Give him some praise. I'm a Christian first. And I walk in the blood of Jesus. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. So we are raising funds for a project in Zimbabwe. Yes, we are trying to get our congregation over in Africa. Amen. We wanted to raise $4 million for that. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. That needs to appear today. We are not letting anyone leave until we reach our goal. Amen. Hallelujah. Life savings here. Give him some praise for that. Give his life savings up. Apostle Richie says, baby, can you help me? I said, can you help me? I said, can you help me? I'm going to finish this word here, and I'm going to do the Christian version. Don't worry about it. I'm going to do the Christian version. I'm driving this Bentley Bentayga because I believe in Christ. Can you leap
leap on your legs like a survivor? Can you leap on your legs till the money fall out your pocket?
Still praise the Lord.
I need you to pray for my wife.
Okay, Jonathan.
Oh, man. Wow. Brittany, just looking at the clip, like it's giving Coming to America with the pastor scene. It's giving mega church. It's giving all of the stereotypes that we've seen and heard about mega churches. Is it accurate? Is it not accurate? The crazy thing is,
go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
So is it accurate? Yeah, because we've seen videos online of pastors doing extreme stuff like this. We've seen it. It's accurate.
Yeah. We've seen it from the pastor being suspended in the air, right? Because there was a pastor out of Mississippi to where this was him not many years ago. Two, we've seen the pastors demanding, you know, money from the collection. Hey, we need this, you know, with the Marvin Sapp clip, and you know, nobody can leave until it happens. The biggest thing for me is a lot of Christians are uproar. They're mad about it, but I don't see how you really can. Well, people say that he's mocking God, but the fact of the matter is, in this clip, he's not mocking God. He's just mocking the worst parts of the church, and it just happens to be the black church. Is this happening in white churches also? I can't speak to that. I haven't seen some of this in the white church, but at the same time, now I think now's the time we just got to be honest, though, Britt. Like, is there a need for change based on just seeing what we've seen and knowing that this is true? Do we need to look in the mirror? Do we need to look in the mirror, Britt?
So, I agree with everything that you said, and right now, you know, we talk about it offline, how, you know, we don't see a lot of young people go to church, or they're kind of like just not into it. They're not motivated to go. And this is kind of like that reason why they're not motivated to go. You know, I feel that it's sad because, you know, me growing up, you know, maybe you too, Jonathan, but you know, I loved going to church when I was younger, and you know, I was involved in everything. I was an usher. I was in the kids choir. I was on a step team. You know, my mom would put me in all these different stuff. So I was excited, and I loved the community of church. And you know, I never had to deal with anything like this. But the fact that, you know, they're having, you know, if they want a relationship with God, or just come to church to get the word, because as Jonathan says, as people say, you know, the church is a hospital, and you know, people are sick. And I believe that the people that want to go to church, they do their best to go and listen to the word and try to ignore, you know, this part of it. But it's hard to ignore when this is all you kind of see. So I don't necessarily disagree with them that they don't want to go, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Like, in this day and time, like, yeah, I understand that I work at a church, and if I didn't work at that church, I would probably still be watching. I'd probably be a friend at OCBF, you know, probably come in, you know, probably come in every so often, but yeah, you just got to know how to pick and choose your church homes. And, you know, for the youth that, you know, if they don't know how to, then, you know, I hate to say it, but you get stuck in stuff like this. So, yeah.
Man, yeah. So there's a verse that comes to mind that I pulled. It's Galatians 6:7. It says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap." And the question that is asked is God being mocked? Or is it human behavior that's being critiqued here? And I think the reason why some of these influencers and people I've seen talk about this video might be in an uproar is because just like some of us, if we get called out on certain things that are true, then we want to fight back and push back. But like, I mean, I've seen, just to your point, like growing up as well, you know, I've seen some of this in the church. Well, it'd typically be churches that I'd visit. You know, I see the pastor doing the dances and doing the like and doing all of that. And it's like, And I asked my dad one time, I was like, Dad, why do they need to do that? Like, mm-hmm. what's the purpose of that? Right. And he was like, son, this is just, you know, they're just bringing their sermon home. This is their way of like celebrating. And I was like, but does it take all of that?
Right. Like,
so, I mean, I think that's part of it for me, does it take all of that? But the part really that jumped out to me in this video was when he said, give it up for him. He's giving up his life savings. He's giving up his life savings. Now that part struck a chord for me personally, because I've had the wisdom, praise the Holy Spirit. I've had the wisdom that there would be times where pastors would call for an offering, and Britt, either I would be dipping into money that would be going somewhere else, or I just didn't have the money to give. And it was like my last. So I'd be like, I don't know if I should be doing this right now, but everybody doesn't process like that. Right. Some people think like, OK, you know, if the pastor's saying it, then the pastor is the man of God. And, you know, God's telling me through him that I need to give X amount of dollars, or I need to write this check. And for me, for the new believers and for the people, this might be their first experience. I don't like that. Right. I don't like that. And I feel like that's one of the uglier parts of some churches. Right. Because this isn't all churches. Correct. This applies to some churches, or this applies to some people specific. Yeah. But seeing that, hearing that, and seeing Drewski do this, this does cause for pause and challenge other people. Like, if we're doing church this way, maybe we need to shift some things. Maybe we need to pivot.
I agree. And to your point, when you're talking about new believers, man, I just lost my train of thought. It's the fact that, man, I lost my train of thought. I lost it. Go ahead.
I was also about to bring up another point, is that because I was doing some other research, and I saw that there was a pastor, and I know there's been multiple pastors, but there was a pastor that got locked up, and I believe he's doing 9 years for fraud.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's the fact that, you know, people, like you were saying, you know, they give their life savings and they don't know how to process, and, you know, they just give their money away. Whereas it's, and then you see the pastor go to jail for fraud. And that's the part that just drives you crazy, because it's like, this is so creepy. You know, to me, it's just so weird, because it gets deeper than the fact that the person gave up their money. It's the fact, this part right here, when you're behind closed doors and you shouldn't account the money, and you know you just fraud, you know you just rip somebody off. And for you to be that type of person and take these people take advantage of these people, because you're supposed to be shepherding souls to the Lord, you know, it's sad. It's just sad. Yeah,
that's good. I kind of want to piggyback off of that. Is also, so on one side, in some ministries and at some churches, right, there are some pastors who make it seem as if you give this tithe and offering, you give this money, then you will be healed, right?
Or you will be blessed.
You will be blessed. But blessed biblically is not always financial, right? Blessed can look like somebody potentially.
Y'all people mad about the.
Oh, blessed could be somebody, you know, but blessed could be you dying and going to heaven, right? Because you get to be with God and everything like that. But that's another part for me, is that when we get to the spot and we get to the place to where now we're tricking people, are manipulating people, saying give this and then you're gonna get that.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Bible talks about what you sow, you will reap, right? And it also talks about doing the work, and it also talks about time, and it also talks about God doing the harvesting. But the fact that we need to know and realize, though, just because you give something, this God's never been a name it, claim it type of God. Right? That's not how it works. Because there's sometimes God bless us in the midst of our own sin. Hello. So knowing and understanding that this is something also that we just have to, you know, bring to the forefront as well. And hey, y'all, this is a time not for us to say, I'm not going to church because of that. This is a time for us to say, well, based on what I'm seeing at my church or where I attend, am I okay with this behavior? If not, it could be time to move around. If not, it could be time to maybe have some conversations with some people at your church.
But true that, Jonathan. So we're just gonna listen to Lecrae's reaction, and then I got a couple questions for you.
Jesus, you are Jesus, you are.
Okay, y'all, people mad about the Drewski skit. Drewski's making fun of megachurch culture, and my first reaction was actually not offense. It was recognition, right? Because it's an easy target. There's a lot of churches out there with these blind spots. There's wolves in the pulpits. There's theatrics for attention and money and influence, and leaders are manipulating God's name for gain. So when a comedian is shining a light on it, he's not inventing something out of thin air. He's actually reflecting what people have already seen. I think the reason people are upset is because we think the church is this sacred ground where no one is allowed to critique, criticize, or make fun of. We're like, no, this is God's sacred ground. End of the day, if it's sacred ground, then we should not be allowing wolves in sheep's clothing to be up here making a mockery, because it is sacred ground. So the work needs to be done internally. I think there needs to be more leaders and teachers and pastors warning people about these false leaders and false teachers. But I also think, man, there's a measure of mercy and patience that God has with people in the pulpit making a mockery and people outside the church making a mockery. This is not the opportunity people say, this is why I don't go to church. This is the opportunity people say, well, I don't want to go to a church like that. If I see a restaurant that's filthy and dirty and the restaurant is, I don't know, soul food, doesn't make me say I never want soul food again. It makes you say I'll never eat at that particular soul food restaurant. So if you're in Atlanta, there's plenty of churches that are mega churches that are not like this. 2819, Eagle's Nest, just to name a couple. But there are some that are like that. And I think Drewski's just reflecting that, man. So let's not clutch our pearls. Let's not get up in arms. Let's be merciful, gracious, kind people. And let's also tell our friends not to go to some of these terrible places. Love, blessings.
He eloquently put that thing, okay, in about a minute and 30 seconds. He really eloquently put that and really broke that thing down. Mm-hmm. Because another thought I had, Britt, while listening to that is, yeah, people are in an uproar because, you know, this is Drewski doing a comedy skit, and he's not said to be a quote unquote believer, right? From what I've heard from some of the other videos I've seen.
Well, I've never
But at the same time, people in the church also make jokes and they do church skits and things
of
like
course.
That at the same time. Who are believers. So at the same time, if you're not gonna get upset about that, or you're not gonna be up in arms about that, when Drewski does the same thing, what's the issue? Mm-hmm. That's the thought I had.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, the skit is hilarious.
Like,
it's
you,
funny.
We've all seen pastors do the we've all heard the Oregon. Britt, man, shout out to Drewski for putting this together. The people on the lights, they had somebody back there running the lights.
What's crazy is that you know, the comments were like, "Who gave you this space? Who rented this space?" Like.
Whole church.
This is an actual church, and the sign on the back, the graphic on the back says "Collected Praise." I'm hollering, but he's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
Yeah, gotta give it to him.
Okay, just a few questions for you, Jonathan. So, at what point does comedy become conviction?
That really just depends on how the Holy Spirit hits you. Because, I mean, yeah, like, it really, really just depends where you are with your relationship with God, or maybe you don't have a relationship with God. But I think really just when you hear that thought in the back of your mind, like, should I be here, or am I contributing to this? Like, I think that's where that's where, you know, the conviction will really hit through the comedy. Because God can get to you however you want to get to you. If it's through Drewski going viral over the church, or if it's, you know, him dropping a scripture in somebody else to tell you. So that's what I say. But man, that's a good question, Britt. That's a good question.
Yeah. What does satire... Come on, Ozzy. Blocking my light. What does satire about the church feel... Why does satire about the church feel more offensive than sin inside the church?
Because it's always easier to point the finger at somebody else. It's always to hold somebody else to a standard that you don't even hold yourself. And I mean, yeah, that's just it. Yeah.
Okay. Is mockery the problem?
I don't think mockery is the problem. I think it's, and I feel like we've seen this more through President Trump's terms than ever before, but like we're having to see America for what it is. In this case is we're having to see the church for what it is, right?
And nice, that's good, Jonathan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In 2026, like we can't move around. We can't, like this stuff has been happening, but now people are getting smart. They're taking out their phones. They're saying, what do y'all think about this? Is this right? And for one, people are trying to, I'll let you say something in just a second.
No,
but people are trying to get to a point in place to where they can get to God, because we need God more than ever before now. People are struggling like never before. Educated people don't have jobs like never before. So people need God now more than ever. And now there are people that are not getting in the way, but potentially hindering that relationship. So now's the time to be like, hey, like y'all help me out. Like I might be new in the church, but is this what y'all usually do? Because if so, then I'm not in the right place.
Okay, last question, Jonathan. Should the church demand respect or earn or re-earn trust?
We got to re-earn trust. We got to re-earn, because just like when we were growing up, you know, people would say, first you got to respect, you got to give it, then get it, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to be in that place. We have to earn people's trust. We got to show people. And just like, and kudos to Dr. Evans and Oak Cliff and what they've done, and some other churches I know have done, but they would be transparent about the books. This is where the money's going. We're putting money towards the school. We're putting money towards this mission or this cause or towards these students or those things. We need to get to doing that. Right. And when there's a level of accountability in that way, then that's going to create more of excellence. And also that's going to create more of a grace area, because yes, this is an area to where some people do need grace, but at the same time, church is probably one of very few areas, not all churches, but one of very few areas where somebody can say, I was called, and then they can step up into the pulpit, right? Some churches do require you do go through seminary, you do go through training, you do go through biblical studies, but some people, that's not the case, right? So we need to make sure that we have certain things in place to make sure that there's a standard. And that based on this standard, we follow these guidelines. And if you're the senior pastor, the lead pastor, the associate pastor, the junior pastor, right? If you don't follow through on what these standards are, then you'll be reprimanded and you'll be handled as such according to these rules, these bylaws, and these guidelines.
Understood. And you know, how you were just talking about it in the Black church, but I feel like I see it in the white churches when the pastor, when they be, you know, subtly wearing like overly, you know, like, you know, Gucci suits, Gucci shoes, Louis Vuitton here, Louis Vuitton there. And I say that because I remember when I watched the Hills Song documentary. That documentary, and it just changed the way I look at that whole situation, because it's one of those things where it's like, okay, we got these two churches, they're doing the same thing, this formula is working, and then it's like, okay, let's go and let's spread that to other churches and then other churches, and then it grows and grows and grows and grows and grows and grows and grows, and then that's when you got this that's when they started all that slow kind of, I would say, you know, the white community. What's CCM?
Christian contemporary music, like Hillsong, Bethel Music,
okay,
Maverick
well, yeah.
City, some of
so,
it.
So yeah, so that type of stuff started when all that was happening, and the songs in the documentary, she talks about how the songs are, you know, the same, and I can't even get into it because it gets so deep. It's to the point where like,
I believe it, yeah.
The songs, you keep singing the songs over and over and over again, and it's kind of like, kind of like a hypnosis type thing. I don't know. They get into it. Yeah, they get into it on the documentary. And so it's different. You see it different in the white churches than you see in the Black churches. So whereas, you know, in the Black church, yes, it's more flashy, more, you know, Christian Dior, Christian Louis Vuitton, and then you have, you know, the cars and things like that. That scene just, it's the same thing in the white church. It's just, you know, not as loud, because there are some white pastors that go to jail for fraud too. So
yeah. I don't doubt it. Yeah. I know. But so I want to add to what you're saying about the pastors wearing designer and stuff like that. If if there was a pastor that stepped up there and looked busted, would you be able to receive the message the same way?
I mean, a nice suit would be nice, but I don't need you coming out here with this on, like Gucci.
Well, I just like you told me, yes or no? Yes or no?
I mean, if you saying a word, you saying a word. I don't think that.
Go ahead.
I mean, if you have a suit on, I ain't tripping.
Yeah. So this is my thing as well. Like,
and
I think
if you have on a t-shirt and some jeans, I'm not tripping either. Just like when we went to the Right Now Media conference and the guy had on a shirt and some jeans, and then he brought that thing. So it was like, I ain't got a problem with that.
So I think that's the part to where wisdom really comes into play, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're at and I'm just gonna use the example of like a smaller church, and then your pastor getting up there, and you know your pastor don't have no other job, but they're taking up collection, and then every Sunday you see him in designer this, designer that. Like, we just need to use wisdom there, right? Because yeah, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should, because the Bible also talks about us not doing certain behaviors if we know that's going to cause our fellow brother or sister to stumble in their walk. So yeah. If we know that and understand that, just stepping up in a nice suit, great. Just stepping up in something that looks clean and presentable, and great. But we don't got a bling bling Cuban link, you know, piece and chain dangling, like, That's not necessary. Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely get what you're saying there. And, man, I think not only is there an opportunity for the pastors to use wisdom, but I'm going to go to it again. The congregation, we also need to use wisdom. Mm-hmm. Where we're attending, where we're giving our tithes, and where we're giving our offering. And ultimately, like, just praying for wisdom and praying for insight. God, is this where you would have me be?
Right.
Like, because at the end of the day, I mean, we are called to be amongst believers. We are called to be in a community, in a body. So doing church or doing the Christian walk the way God has called us to, like, this is the way we're supposed to do it. I just pray it doesn't always look like this, like in the Juicy Skit. Okay.
Nice clothes. But guys, let us know your thoughts about the Drewski Skit. How'd you take it? Did you take offense to it? Were you cracking up like me? Or, you know, were you just whatever about it? Let us know in the comments below.
Please, yeah, please let us know, man. Please, but
oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, no, I was about to say, because you know, of course, you know, each skit Drewski has done, it seems like he's had the people in an uproar even more each time. Like the white NASCAR racer, and you know, of course, he did his pop the balloon skit stuff, and you know, now we're here. So, hey, man, Drewski, you're doing a great job getting visible.
He really is. He's hilarious.
And creating conversations, though, like, because black people wouldn't think about NASCAR like that. Yeah, Bubba Wallace. But outside of him, we ain't thinking about NASCAR like that. So he's bringing other conversations to the forefront, which I think is healthy for us to, you know, share our sides, present debates, and see where the conversation goes, see what the next steps are.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, we got about 2 minutes here. It's Wellness Wednesday. Jonathan, what's something healthy you doing today or you have done in the past week?
Man, what's something healthy? I've been protecting my time, Britt. I've been protecting my time and protecting my mental.
That has nothing to do with losing weight, but okay.
We didn't say losing weight. We said just being healthy.
You know protecting what my, I meant. Okay.
Protecting my time is mental, huh? Protecting my time is mental. But
good job.
But me and Gabby have talked about us doing two family walks a week. So we're going to get out of the neighborhood. We're going to be walking at least two times a week, getting active out here. What have you been doing? What have you been doing for your wellness?
I've been walking. I'm walking. I got my, I either do, you know, four laps around my block, or I walk to the park and I just walk 2 miles there. So it's either 2 miles around the corner or 2 miles at the whatchamacallit.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's healthy. Yeah. And also, just to really tie this with a bow and with a close for those who are just joining us. For one, if you have not subscribed, make sure to subscribe to Speak Your Success Media here on YouTube. But y'all, earlier we were talking about the Drewski conversation, the Drewski megachurch skit. And one thing we all can do for Wellness Wednesday, Britt, is just laugh. Laughing is healthy. Laugh and give you that oxytocin hit. And it allows you, you know, What's the difference between?
I'm just adding to the conversation. I didn't say you.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure. No. I was just making sure.
Yeah, guys. So make sure you check out the Juicy Skit. Laugh a little bit today. We got to go. Y'all have a good day. Happy Wednesday. See y'all tomorrow. Have a good day at work, y'all, because I got a long day. Yeah, all right, Jonathan, close us out.
Yeah, let's get it. But family, as always, like I said, here on Speaking Success in the Morning, what we like to do is we love to give you entertainment, education, and empowerment. It's necessary for your journey. It's necessary for your day. It's necessary for your week. So make sure today you hug somebody and tell them you love them, right? Because we just need to know that in 2026, it's necessary, all right? And family, also, if you enjoy the audio version or audio experience of this podcast, be sure wherever you listen to your podcast, just type in Speak Your Success in the Morning and you will find us there. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe at Speak Your Success Media. All right, family. So until tomorrow, remember, all right, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?